Welcome to Your Ambitious Life podcast. My name is Pileka Petanakis and I'm a former struggling optician turned successful social marketer and a six-figure entrepreneur. If you're looking to uplevel your life and impact in this world while creating more time and financial freedom, you've come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to help you see the potential in yourself so you can enjoy more of what you want to be, do, and have. Thanks for pressing play, and let's get right into it. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Your Ambitious Life podcast. Before I even get started, I would love for you to take a screenshot right now and go post it on your Instagram stories, tagging me at Your Ambitious Life. Between everyone who shares out this episode, I'm gonna do a draw and I'm gonna give away one of the brand new Momentum Makers books. I will send it to whoever the winner ends up being, so share away. But on today's episode, I would love to talk to you about overcoming fear. It is something that I've had to personally work on a lot, and I'm still a work in progress because this stuff doesn't go away with a snap of a finger. But I think it's something that really, fear is something that holds people back from achieving whatever it is that they want to achieve. And I think it's important for us to kind of open up about it and talk about it and perhaps find some solutions, some little steps that you can take every day that will help not eliminate that fear, but more so overcome that fear, to kind of tell the fear where to go so that you are in charge, not the fear. I recently did an incredible training with Trent Shelton. So a lot of what I shared here on this episode today, it's from that training that I was a part of. And, you know, I didn't think it's going to be as transformational for me as it was. It was just the 2 hours with Trent Shelton and Eric Worre, and it ended up being something so much more to me than I ever expected. And I think sometimes what we think is that, oh, you know, we do this, you know, we take this training, we read this book, we listen to this podcast, and we expect like instant microwave results that whatever we are that we're struggling with, in this case, perhaps fear, that it's just going to go away. That you do a little bit of personal development and that it's going to take away whatever it is. And we have to realize that these types of things, these types of transformations, they take time. It's like if maybe it's your first time ever kind of diving into overcoming fear and even realizing what the fears are that you have while listening to me on this episode today. Maybe it's your first time when you're kind of starting to realize these things. So don't expect huge results ASAP right away. Perhaps today you're going to have this little seed planted that then you have to go and water and develop and kind of nourish and kind of go from there. So, you know, overcoming anything, it can generally take up to a year for you to even start kind of noticing actual results. So even with your fears, allow it a year of conscious work for you to get rid of those things. And is it going to be worth it? Is it a long time? Both yes. So let's dive right into it. So, you know, who are those people who are watching you right now? Perhaps you're a parent. Perhaps you are in business. Maybe you're a network marketer. Who are those people who are watching you right now? Who are those people who kind of model your behaviors? Who are those people who look up to you and look at you for solutions and for answers? You need to come from the point of servicing people. You need to come from the point of being there for others and not so much make it about yourself. You know what I mean? Let's say that you're in network marketing like myself. I know that a lot of our listeners, that's exactly what you are doing as well. You have a team. you have all these people that you have recruited, you all these people who are looking up to you for leadership and for help. If you allow yourself to be scared, if you allow those fears to kind of take over your days and your actions, what do you think you're going to look like to those people who have trusted you with their investment to come into the business? I think we really, really need to be conscious about these kinds of things, because if you allow yourself to be scared, everybody else is going to be scared. So you need to find out ways to overcome that fear, to push it aside so that you can be of service and help those people build better lives for themselves. So overall, we can't erase fear, but we can stop it from controlling us. I think that's huge. And honestly, fear is convincing your mind about the result without an experience. You tell yourself it's not going to work before even trying. What is this even all about? I think we all have done it, and we're doing it. There's little things that we do on a daily basis that fall kind of under this umbrella. And all the greatest limitations, you know where they are. They're all in our head. They're just something that has been engraved into us by someone or by yourself. And we have kind of learned to take those fears as truth. It is so wild. So what is fear in the first place? Fear is the absence of a few different things. The first one would be confidence. You're not believing in yourself and your mission enough so that you allow that fear to control you. Some of the ways to gain more confidence is deliberate repetition, because repetition creates legendary. So whatever it is that you are scared of, you need to do more of it, and you need to do it often until one day it feels natural, it feels normal, and you'll feel like, oh wow, like what was I even scared about? This is not the big deal. And you have to detach your emotions from the outcome. How many of you who are in network marketing are scared to reach out to people? You are so scared to make those new connections because of this, because of that. What are people going to think of me? Blah, blah, blah. And you go down the rabbit hole. But what if they're not going to be negative? What if they're going to be super nice? What if they're going to be like, wow, I've been looking for something like this. So you don't even know what the outcome is, but you assume that it's negative. So detach emotions from outcome. If reaching out to people is something that you're super scared of, do it more often. And just do it. Fear is also the absence of courage. You can choose courage and complacency. It's going to be one or it's going to be the other. What is it going to be for you? So when the mission is big enough, the fear is never big enough. I think I should say that again. When the mission is big enough, the fear is never big enough. So choose, are you going to be courageous or are you going to be complacent? Which is going to serve you better? And these decisions and these little shifts in you, they will happen gradually. But as you are, I hope that you're taking notes right now, because as you're revisiting these notes and kind of reminding yourself of what we're talking about here today, you will see shifts that start happening within you if you are open to it, if you are ready for a change. And you know, the fear is also the third thing. It's the absence of certainty. And the absence of certainty, it revolves back to fear. And this oftentimes, it stems from you not having made up your mind. Have you made up your mind that you will be successful? You are successful. Let's not even talk about it in the future. Let's manifest it into your life. You are successful. Have you made up your mind that that's what you are? If you are kind of willy-nilly about it and kind of, oh, you know, I'm like 50-50 and there's always a chance of failure, and you just go down all these crazy paths, that allows fear to settle in. It's not going to allow you to take control over your own fears. What you focus on, you feel. And sometimes we focus on the wrong things. So something that Trent Shelton was saying, that what you focus on, you feel. What you feel are the actions you take. And the actions you take is what you get. Wow, isn't this incredible? I'm going to say it just one more time. What you focus on, you feel. What you feel are the actions you take. The actions you take is what you get. In business, if you are focusing on the fact that, oh my gosh, I'm so scared to reach out to these people. I just don't know. Oh my gosh, I'm sweating. My palms are sweating. And you waste all this time and then you're not going to reach out to people. So by saying these things to yourself, you are instilling the feelings of fear into you. So with these feelings that you're instilling into yourself, what actions are you going to take? You probably won't take any actions at all. Or maybe you'll just take a really awkward little action and you'll ask one person, maybe like you'll ask your grandma to look at the products or whatever you're selling. Nothing that's like could significantly change the course of your life and your business. And then the actions that you take, which is practically nothing, is what you get. So you get nothing. So I hope that this kind of ties it all together for you. So instead of focusing on your limitations, you have to focus on growth. Are you doing more today than you did yesterday? Are you more courageous today than you were yesterday? Are you more approachable today than you were yesterday? You are your only competition. So don't focus on those limitations. You know, don't even allow yourself to say things like, oh, I'm not good at this, or oh, I suck at that, or I'm not a good leader. All those I am not statements, let them go. They're not going to ever serve you well. So focus on growth instead. There are three basic types of fear that are paralyzing to people. And I'll go over them with you here because I think you'll find them super helpful and eye-opening. For me, once I learned about them, I had all of a sudden so much more clarity about a lot of things in my life. It's simple things, but I don't think anybody really talks about it, so we don't know. And for sure, the school system is not going to teach you that. So the number one fear that is paralyzing, it's called performance fear. We are afraid that we're not measuring up to the expectations of ourselves as well as others. So we don't take action. We allow that fear to settle in because we are afraid that we don't measure up. Those of you who are in business or network marketing, just remember your paycheck is not a reflection of your worth. For some reason, we tend to tie these numbers in our bank account and the numbers in the paycheck to what we are worth and how good of a leader we are or how good of whatever. It's not the reflection of any of it. Like your paycheck is, it's a reflection of your performance, but it is not a reflection of your worth. You have to separate yourself from your performance and focus more on impacting people than impressing. Maybe you're somebody that is really scared to go live on Facebook. You just can't click that button. Like it's just not happening. You are so scared because you think that, oh my gosh, my makeup is not done. My hair is not perfect. Oh my gosh, I have a pimple on my cheek. My kids are screaming. You know, there's all these things. And you are worried more about your house being messy behind you on a Facebook Live than bringing an impactful, valuable message to your audience. Maybe you're somebody that's just starting out to build an audience. Even more so, don't strive to be perfect. Don't strive to impress, but strive to impact. Every single one of you has a message that the world needs to hear. You may not even know what it is, but as you start opening up, as you start putting yourself out there, you will figure out what it is. It's gonna come to you. It's gonna sort of open up and reveal itself. So service over performance. Who can you serve today? Don't worry about at what level you're servicing them. Don't worry about, you know, again, if it's perfect or if it's, maybe you're worried that you're not qualified enough to talk about something. Forget it. It's all about just starting somewhere and forgetting the perfection and forgetting the fact that you feel like you need to impress somebody. Your messy action and your messy journey is so much more relatable than being picture perfect Instagram influencer, right? So you are there to give value and service, not perform. Take that performance thing off the table. Because your service and value are so much bigger than you. When we try to impress somebody, it's kind of inward. It's about ourselves. It's, you know, making ourselves feel good that, oh my gosh, you know, my hair is awesome today and my nails are done and my lipstick is extra glossy today, all these things. This is about you. This is not about anybody else. But when you come out with service and value, teaching people something new, giving them tips, giving them insights, that's so much bigger than you. You never know who your words can impact. And oftentimes you'll never find out because they won't tell you. But you putting yourself out there, it's going to have a huge impact on somebody and likely more than one person. So the number one fear that is paralyzing to us is projection fear. Okay, so I want you to think back at something that happened in your life where you wanted to do something. You were maybe excited to start the business, or maybe you were really excited to, you know, go skydiving. Or maybe you were really excited to go, I don't know, overnight camping in mountains where there's bears. Whatever. And then you tell somebody about your excitement and then they'll tell you that, oh my gosh, don't do it. Don't go skydiving because you know what? In the paper 5 years ago, I read that this guy went skydiving and he died. And, you know, there's probably for that one person who died skydiving, there's 100,000 people who did not. The same can happen when you sit in your car and you start driving. The same could happen. You could crash your car, you could die, but then there's all these other cars on the road who are just perfectly fine. So it's like, are you living fears that are not yours? Because other people love to project their fears on you. So you have to stop letting people place their impossibilities on you. And stop letting people place their limitations and fears and, just to be honest, junk on you. Because their experiences and the experiences of people who they know, that's not your life. So why should you be held back by somebody else being scared? You were not scared to book that skydiving ticket before this person came to you and told you about the newspaper article about somebody dying skydiving 5 years ago. You had no fear. But then all of a sudden they come and tell you this and you're like, holy crap, oh my God, he's right. Yeah, cancel, get the refund. I'm not going to go skydiving. So, you know, in my line of business, I hear it all the time. People are excited. They join. And then they maybe start the business off, maybe not quite on the right foot, or they're not coachable, so they don't follow the system and they go and like kind of verbally vomit on everybody that they start the business. For sure, there's going to be somebody who comes to them and says that, you know what, Uncle Bill did whatever company 50 years ago and he lost all this money. They're like, don't do it, get out. And it is just so funny to me. So I have learned to start preparing people, you know, when they are excited and when they want to come in and get results, because that's what we do here. I prepare them ahead of time that, you know what, you're going to get a lot of naysayers, and there's going to be people who will tell you all these stories and they'll place your fears on you. But remember, they're not your fears. So in business, I do find that it's helpful to sort of prepare people for what is going to happen, because 99% of the people will have somebody say something negative about the business model. And it's usually people who don't even have any experience themselves. Interesting. So dig up those seeds of fear and doubt and all the things that are paralyzing you. The one way how you could dig into it more, I'll grab a piece of paper right now and grab a pen. And draw sort of three vertical columns. They don't have to be big, but just, you know, divide the paper in three. And on top of the first column, write the fear that you have right now. Like, what is something that comes up right away? Like, if I ask you a question, like, what's been holding you back from achieving the goals that you have in life? Or getting to the point in your life where you would be super happy, but there's something holding you back. What is that fear? Are you scared of failure? Are you scared that you're not good enough? That you're not the strong enough of a leader? Like, what are those fears? And then in the second column, I wanted to write down who planted it. Where the heck did this come from? For sure, you did not dream this up yourself. It came from somewhere else, because when we are kids, when we are born, we're not born with fears. But it's sometimes our caretakers, our parents, the school, teachers, friends. Those are the people who instill and plant those fears into us. So whatever you wrote in the first column for fear, who planted it? Write it down in the second column. And then in the third column, write down why you need to dig it up. Why is it important that you get rid of that particular fear? Who will benefit from it? Is it your kids? Is it your spouse? Is it your parents? Who will benefit greatly if you let that fear go and actually do the things that you want to do? So do that exercise. You can feel free to rewind as well if you need more time to write it down, or just pause right here. So you have to create yourself an environment of faith, whether you're religious or you're spiritual, or that, you know, that's not up for discussion, but we all believe in something, right? So whatever you believe in, create an environment around it. You know, if you are working in a team environment, build an environment of, you know, encouragement, positivity, uplifting. Build that around yourself. Take a really good look at your team groups and see, like, what kind of people are in there. Like, it's sometimes hard to put your finger on why things are not working, while seemingly on the outside things seem kind of happy and positive and whatever. But it can be just one person who is passive aggressive, who is demanding, and who is an energy sucker, who can drag down the whole kind of morale. So you sometimes have to make some hard cuts in order to create that more kind of an harmonious environment for yourself, where you can strive and also help others strive. Number three, as far as the paralyzing fears go, is past fear. Things in our past. It could be an experience in your past that is holding you from changing a new experience. So as an example, maybe in the past you went skating. Maybe you went skating on a pond and it was winter and everything was great. And then you fell really bad and you got the concussion. I know it's a horrible example, but I'm just trying to make it really clear. You went skating, everything was great until you got the concussion. And after that, you've never gone to skating again because you're afraid that that same thing will repeat itself. How many things can you think of in your life right now that you did once, it didn't end up well, and then you stopped doing it altogether? I brought up that skating example partially because when my son, who is now 16, but he used to figure skate and he used to compete as well. He was pretty dang good. And at the age of 9, he had a really bad accident at the arena. He had gone to the change room, taken off the dressing room, taken off his skates. And then he remembered that his coach had given him a lucky penny, and he had left the lucky penny on a bench in the player's box. So he had put on his sneakers, he was 9 years old, and he was skipping down, you know, the perimeter of the rink to go to the player's box. And the player's box had one step up. It was like a little step, and the step edge was kind of reinforced with a piece of metal. And he unfortunately somehow managed to stumble because he was skipping and all happy to go and retrieve his lucky penny. And he, this is pretty graphic, he stumbled and he hit his front teeth on that metal edge of that one step up. And so he lost all his front teeth. We had to rush him into surgery because he needed stitches and it was horrible. So that accident happened at the ice rink, but not while he was skating. His skates weren't even on. But after this experience, he's never been back to the ice. He's been so scared. He's 16 now. I don't know if he would ever put skates on again, because that one experience traumatized him so much. And me, myself, back then, I didn't have the personal development I have now. Back then, gosh, I wasn't doing any personal development. I didn't know it was a thing. So I didn't have the tools or knowledge to coach him through it. And now I feel like it's been so many years that I don't know if he could get past it. He probably could. But it's one of those things that we really haven't even worked on, because it was a very traumatic experience for him. And as well, myself as a parent. So, but there could be these big things in your life as well that you have experienced, and now you're not doing those things because you think it's going to end bad again. But that's not the truth. You know, you can change the story, and some bad chapters don't define your whole story. So if there was a bad chapter, you can rewrite the story. You can move on from this point forward, and you can completely change that story around. So do some kind of soul searching today and see what are those things deep inside that kind of hold you back. Two things that do feed fear, and this is something that we can control. Number one would be insecurities. Your fear takes advantage of uncertainty. And so you have to become certain. You have to become more aware of what it is that you want. Where are you going? So that there's no doubt in your mind that, okay, this is what's happening. This is where I am going. Rain or shine, you know, flaming hoops. I don't know, whatever you have to fly through. But you're going there. So getting rid of those insecurities in your mind and those doubts, it will help. Also, inconsistency. I mean, I think every single one of us has done that. Maybe those of you who are like huge fitness gurus, you're going to be laughing right now, but whatever. So how many of you, myself included, have gotten a gym membership, and then we get going and we go to the gym for like a few weeks, maybe even a month, maybe even a year. And then something comes up and you take like a week off, and then you never go back. Does that sound familiar? I know that that's happened to me more times than I dare to actually admit, but it's breaking that consistency of going to the gym on a regular basis And then you take that break and it's really hard to go back. The same thing happens in network marketing when you are prospecting people. You're prospecting every single day. You're seeing who is open to taking a look at what you have, whether it would help them or not. Either way, no big deal. And then for a few days, you don't prospect. Starting to prospect people again on that fourth, fifth, or whatever day, it's that much harder. Don't you agree? It's all of a sudden so much harder. Same thing if you are somebody that's been going live on Facebook every single day and then something comes up and you take a week of a break. It's really hard to hit that live button again. It's because of that inconsistency that kicks in, which in turn feeds those insecurities, and then you just go down that slippery slope. So you have to start showing up. Can people trust you? If you don't show up consistently, if it's here and there, and if it's like random things, like you're like all over the place, people don't trust you. They just don't. You may be the nicest, most incredible human, but if you're all over the place and you're like an absolute hot mess, I would say that being a little bit of a hot mess is a good thing, showing the real life, you know, the behind the scenes stuff. I think that's all great. But if you're like a total, I don't know, tornado going in all different directions and some days showing up and then not showing up for 2 months and then you show up again, people lose trust. You build trust by being consistent, by showing up, so that those people who maybe think have been thinking of joining you in business, as an example, they will feel like, okay, this is a person I can trust. They show up. They're not going to be somebody that's going to quit tomorrow. They're going to be there if I have questions. They're going to be there if I need support or motivation or inspiration. You have to kind of think about those things, because if you expect to build a huge business right now, but you are inconsistent, why the heck would people want to join you? Like if you are somebody that has trouble recruiting, what are those reasons? I absolutely bet it's because your message is inconsistent and the way you show up is inconsistent. And a lot of times, it could be that people don't even know that you're in business. You may be posting 5 times every single day, but if you never talk about the benefits of the business and your products in a curiosity-creating way, why would people even reach out to you? Because they don't even know what it is that you're doing. So let's get back to one more thing. You know those situations in life where you've had maybe a really stressful time or stressful situation or a situation where somebody has been in danger, and then you sort of have almost that alter ego that comes out and goes takes care of whatever it is. Maybe you've seen an animal in distress or somebody falls down on a slippery ice and you know it's slippery, but you still run to them to go and help them. So in other words, there's that person that comes out during those crazy times and takes care of whatever it is that needs to be taken care of right there. And then all fears aside, all inside of us, you just need to find a way to call it out more often on purpose. So what I would love for you to do, and we did that with Trent Shelton during his training as well. Number one, create the avatar of that person. What is that person, that alter ego for you? Like what does he or she look like? You know, what are some of the traits of that person? What's the personality? And then think of what's her or his name. I can tell you, mine is Viking Queen. Totally. I was born and raised in Estonia, as a lot of you know. We are Viking people. So my avatar is a Viking Queen. There was like no hesitation when he asked us to come up with a name. I was like, yep, that's the one. You just know. And then also number three, what situations does this alter ego show up in? I think it's really important to think about this, because we all have that person inside of us. You know, so it could, for you, it could be that this person shows up during public speaking, during Facebook Lives, when you need to contact new people, during stressful situations. It could be anything for you. So think about it. And then figure out ways to remind yourself of that person. So the next time you have one of those situations where you are fearful or not confident and are holding yourself back, bring out that Viking queen inside of you. It's like, okay, it's game time. You have to take it from here. Go for it. And learn to be almost that situational, I don't even know what the word for that would be. For those of us who are, like myself, who are introverts and have learned to become a situational extrovert, like I am during my Facebook Lives, nobody would ever think that I'm an actual introvert who loves to be home alone in completely peace and quiet. People usually don't think that that's who I am, but that's exactly my personality. So, but during those times when I do need to go live, I'm like, okay, that Viking queen needs to come out right now. Okay, 1, 2, 3, let's go live. And, you know, there I go. So these situations will be different for you, perhaps, than they are for myself. But do some digging, do some thinking, because I think it's going to be helpful for you. So one thing that I would love to leave you with, you know, as I was saying in the beginning, is that we cannot erase fear, but we can stop it from controlling us. The next time you are scared, or the next time you are experiencing those fearful feelings or emotions, think about the fact that your fear of staying the same has to outweigh the fear of doing it. Do you want to be in the same place next January, January 22, this same day? Do you want to be in exactly the same place where you are right now? In your business, in your personal life, in your finances, wherever, whatever is going on with your family. Do you want to be in this exact same place? Are you that happy that you want to stay put and stay still? My bet is that the answer is no. So you have to learn to let that fear go. You control your fears instead of vice versa, so that you can move forward and go for things that actually matter to you. So I hope that this was helpful. I hope that you got some motivation and inspiration. If you did so, please leave me a 5-star review on the Apple Podcasts. Also take a screenshot of this podcast here today and post it into your Instagram stories, tagging me at Your Ambitious Life. And I'm going to put you into a draw for one of the Momentum Makers books. Thanks for listening to Your Ambitious Life podcast. If you like this show, please leave a review for me on iTunes. Until next time.